Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Sheila Hameen Show. We thank God for you for tuning in with us on this afternoon. And at this time, we'd like you to get ready to have a great time in the Lord, to sing praises, to worship the Lord with us, and be blessed. At this time, we're going to start off with prayer, and we're going to ask Evangelist Maybell Edmond if she would lead us in prayer. God bless, Evangelist May.
Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to enter into a new year in 2022. We pray that you will continue to bless our souls, that you will strengthen us where we're weak, build us up where we are torn down. Help us to stand and to go through, oh Lord. We want to serve you. We want to please you. And we want your will to be done in our life. We pray that you will move everything that is not like you, everything that is contrary to the will of God. We are seeking to please you, Lord. Have your way and let your will be done in us. Strengthen us the more, O Lord. Encourage our souls the more. Help us to press our way, Lord. Keep our minds stayed on you, Lord. Oh, my God, we need you, Lord. We need your help. We need strength to go through, Lord, to make this journey, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you look upon the souls of men, those who are requesting prayer, those who are sick and afflicted, those who are shut in, Lord. We pray that you touch right now, Lord. Pray that you look on Mother Tyler, Lord. Touch her body, Lord. Give her strength in her body. Heal and deliver, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. You know the situation. You know how to work it out, oh Lord. Jesus, move all of the cold, Lord. Move it out of her body that she may praise your name and lift you up. We pray that you look on those souls that are fighting cancer, those who are sick, nigh unto death. We want you to touch them, Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy on them. Heal their bodies. We know you're a healer, and we know thou art a deliverer. We know you're able to fix it, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover the night. Take control, oh, Lord. Speak to our hearts today. Sing your word. Sing your anointing. Bless in a special way, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on Evangelist Khadijah. Touch and heal her body, oh, Lord. You know her situation. You know how to heal. You know how to deliver, Lord. We're depending on you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know. In the name of Jesus, pray that you look on Stephen and Terrell, touch and heal their bodies. We know you're able, Lord. We depend on you, Lord. No other help we know. We pray, Jesus, that you look on my brother Titus, touch his body, Lord, heal his body. We know you're a healer, Lord. Move all the cold, Lord. Move it, Jesus. Give it strength in his body, Lord. Have mercy on him, Jesus. Help him, oh, Lord. Move in his household. Have your way and let your will be done. Jesus, we pray that you look on those souls that are fighting cancer. Touch them right now, Lord. We know you're a miracle worker. You're able to heal their bodies. You're able to save their souls. We're dependent on you in these last and evil days. We know you can do it, Lord. Be merciful unto the souls. Oh, my God, have mercy today. Save to the utmost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to give their life to you before it's too late. Help them to seek your face, oh, Lord. Realize their time is drawing nigh. We know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, look upon every name that is listed on every one of the prayer lists. You know them name by name. Oh, my God, touch, heal, save, forgive, strengthen, deliver, oh, Lord. Lift heavy burdens. Look on the bereaved family. Oh, my God, look on the Parham family. Touch them right now, Lord. Oh, my God, heal them of their bereavement. Strengthen them. Take them through, Lord. You know how to deliver, Lord. You know how to save, Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord. We're dependent on you, Lord. No other help we know. We are looking to you, Jesus. We know you're able to take us through. Our trust is in you tonight. Oh, my God, help us to continue to trust in you, look to you, and take you at your word. We believe you, and we thank you in faith. We believe you, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for strength, oh, Lord.
Thank
you for allowing us to enter into a new year. Help us, oh, Lord, to run for our lives and seek your face. Draw nigh unto you and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, my God, help us to endure temptations. Help us to go through our tests and our trials, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. And I thank the Lord for prayer because prayer works. Praise God. We are just so grateful. We thank God for everything that's been done thus far. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture read by Deacon Nelson Tyler. God bless, Deacon Tyler.
God bless everyone. I shall be reading the 27th number of Psalm. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Truly thank God the Lord for the reading of his holy words. May you ever add a blessing to it. Now I serve back in the hands of evangelist. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful scripture read by Deacon Tyler. A very beautiful passage of scripture. Very encouraging. Amen. Praise the Lord. And for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time or just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I'm the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And Baltimore, Maryland, rather, Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, where Pastor Richard Jackson is our president. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'd like to also acknowledge our late Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who was the vice president and Southern District Overseer. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for blessing us to have him, the time that God loaned him to us. He was a great blessing to the church, and he is truly greatly missed. And we ask you to continue in prayer for Mother Marshall and for the bereaved family. Amen. And we also thank God for each one of you. Thank God for Evangelist May on the line and for Deacon Tyler. Evangelist Khadija is not feeling that well. She's not on at this time, but we ask that you will keep her in prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did I just hear something? And Okay. And thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija, for tuning in. Did you want to sing, or do you want to say something? God bless.
Amen. I thank God for the prayer and the opening scripture. And I can try to sing a little portion of this song. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me. He shall strengthen thy heart. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija for pressing her way and singing that beautiful song. Just wait on the Lord. Be to God.
Yes.
He is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And we do thank God for the beautiful scripture and thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadija. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and get some announcements out of the way. And if you want to get a pen and paper and write some things down, you can certainly do so. Add it to our prayer list. It is Mother Lily Tyler, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, my first cousin, Willie Turner, and Muhammad Hameen, Stephen Allen, Terrell Allen, Titus Edmond, Parham family, Elder Barry Johnson and family. Continue to pray for them during this time of their bereavement. And also let us continue in prayer for all of the bereaved families. Praise the Lord. And for those who are on our list, I won't call all those names at this time, but let us keep them in our prayers. And if you would like to listen to any of the broadcasts that we've already had, and you may go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title I School, and you can go through and listen to the already recorded broadcast. They are on the website. And also, if you would like to reach out to us by postal mail, you can send your mail to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you would like to join us on our broadcast, during the broadcast, as a guest, to sing a song, to give a testimony, to give encouraging words, you're welcome to contact us during our broadcast using our guest line, which is 978-990-5270, and the access code is 7946408#. Praise the Lord. And also, if you would like to reach us by email, you can send us an email to prayerworksministry100@gmail.com, again, that's prayerworksministry100 at gmail.com. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all the announcements. We just thank the Lord for everything said and done. And at this time, we're going to have some words of encouragement from Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this opportunity. We all need encouragement at some time in our life. And the Lord, he said in his word that he is our light. I believe this was a psalm of David. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He knew that he didn't have to fear anyone because the Lord was on his side. And when the Lord is on our side, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear what happens or fear one another because God is our light and our salvation. Even when the wicked and our enemies and our foes come upon us to eat up our flesh, the Lord will let them stumble and fall. Glory to God. I just thank God. I believe it was in David's heart to serve the Lord. And he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Glory to God. Even in the time of trouble, he will hide us. And the Bible says, and a man shall be as a hiding place. And we, that place is in Jesus. Jesus, we can go to him and he will hide us from the storm, from the test and the trials, from the wicked. The Lord will hide us. So I thank the Lord. This was a beautiful, beautiful passage of scripture, and every child of God that reads it should be encouraged. And those that don't know the Lord, you can be encouraged too, because you can turn your life over to the Lord, and God can work things out in your life. So let us look forward to 2022 to do better, to be better, to serve the Lord, to glorify him and give him praise, because it is due unto the name of the Lord. So God bless you. Thank the Lord for the beautiful passage of scripture again and for the words of encouragement. This part of the broadcast is turned back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. And I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged. After hearing that beautiful passage of scripture, that's just reassurance. And I thank God for blessing us to see a new year, to be here in 2022. To continue working for the Lord. And as she stated, we should consider doing more for the Lord, really just getting activated more and just busying ourselves in the work of the Lord, because God has given us another chance. God has given us a chance to do something for him. And it's a blessing because none of us deserve it. None of us earned it. It's just a gift from God. That God just allowed us to have a little more time. Praise the Lord. And I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful to have this extra time to do more for the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so at this time, we're going to prepare for the word of God. And let us bring our minds in. And I ask that you will pray along with me for the next ensuing minutes as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you, oh God, for another opportunity to do your will. Lord, we ask that you will take control, that you will have your way, that you will speak unto us, oh Lord, and minister unto our souls, not our will, but let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all things. And now, at this time, let us go to the Word of God. If you will notice with me, the book of St. John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 4. And I do have some other scriptures I would just like to touch on, if it be the Lord's will. And I'm not even sure which way the Lord will even take this message, because a lot of times we can study and lay things out and think we're going to do it this way, and then God takes over and has his way, and that's the way I love for it to be. Amen. So I ask for your prayers. We're going to start with St. John, the 4th chapter, verse 1, and the scripture reads, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria." Praise the Lord. And my topic or my title today is Reconciliation Through Movable Ministry. And the theme is Stay on the Move for Christ. Praise God. Again, the title is Reconciliation Through Movable Ministry. Stay on the Move for Christ. Praise the Lord. Just to give you a little background, in the 3rd chapter, Jesus had met a man named Nicodemus, and this man was a ruler of the Jews. And when he came to Jesus, he came by night because he didn't want to be recognized or seen with Jesus because of his position and his place in the synagogue. Nevertheless, when he came to Jesus, Jesus immediately said to him, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And so whatever Nicodemus was going out to see, Jesus let him know right away that he had to be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. And also, Nicodemus didn't understand what Jesus meant by a man being born again. He didn't see the spiritual portion of it that Jesus was giving to him. And so Jesus said again to him in the 5th verse, saying, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Praise the Lord. And so again, Nicodemus was very confused, and he didn't fully understand what Jesus was talking about, but the Lord was ministering to this ruler of the Jews. Praise the Lord. And as he ministered, he talked about the love of God, and it was because of the love of God that God had sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, to save the world. And in that last verse of the 3rd chapter, verse 36, Jesus said this, "He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." And this message, I began to think about the title, Reconciliation Through Movable Ministry. Jesus was always on the move. He was going to various places and ministering to all the people in those places. His fame went out, even though he made of himself no reputation. When he wrought these miracles, when he raised the dead, hallelujah, when he healed those who were sick and stricken with diseases, and when he cast out devils and did all these wonderful works, even though he charged some not to say anything, they couldn't keep it to themselves. But they were compelled to go and tell what the Lord had done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They had experienced the greatness of God. Amen. They had experienced the goodness of the Lord. And as Jesus started his ministry, he said, "Repent ye therefore, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Praise the Lord. And Apostle Paul began to pick it up in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 20th verse, when he said, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. It is sin that separated us, God. Sin caused this division between us and God. But Jesus came to mend us back together and reunite us with God." Hallelujah. He came to give us life, and that more abundantly. Praise be to God. And he, before he went up on the cross, glory to God, he spoke to his disciples to reassure them that he was going away to prepare a place for them, and that he would return and receive them unto himself. Glory, hallelujah. He let them know that he would not leave them comfortless. Send them another comforter. Because while Jesus was down on the earth, he was their comforter. But it came time that he had to go back to the Father. And before he appointed them and made them his disciples, or rather sent them out as ambassadors. In Matthew 10 and 1, he said, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. So the disciples, as ambassadors, had the power and the authority to do the works that Jesus did. As he explained to them in St. John 14 and 12, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And he didn't leave them unprepared, but he prepared them for this great work, for this great ministry, to go out and to reconcile the souls of men back to God. He gave us this ministry of reconciliation. Praise the Lord, to go forth as never before. And I know sometimes it seems like we're just not reaching where we should be reaching, but God is making a way for us to minister abroad, as is proved through this broadcast. We are able to minister abroad to many different cities and states and nations and other countries. We are able to minister abroad and do the work that Jesus did. Hallelujah. Souls are being healed and delivered. Souls are being blessed. Souls are being saved. Hallelujah. The work that Jesus did continues even today through his ambassadors. We are representatives of Jesus Christ, and we have the power and the authority to do the works
that Jesus did. Hallelujah. Therefore, we should stay on the move for Christ. Let nothing slow you down, but get busy and labor in the vineyard of God. There is much work to be done, and there are no excuses. No one can say, well, it's a pandemic and I just can't get out. Well, you have a connection. You can get online. You can go on social media. You can even preach live on Facebook. Hallelujah. There's a way to get the word of God out to people abroad, because there are so many who are blind, like Nicodemus was blind to the truth, until Jesus opened his eyes that he could see the truth. There are people out there who are spiritually damaged and injured and abused, and they're looking for hope. There are those who are on the verge of giving up and just dropping out altogether. Praise the Lord. The ambassadors of Jesus Christ need to reach out and minister to these souls and bring that ministry of reconciliation. What it means to reconcile is to reunite, to reestablish, to restore harmony. Hallelujah. Where there are backsliders who have gone back on God and backslidden on the Lord. A lot of them are desiring to return unto the Lord, and we need ambassadors to reach out to them and represent the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and reconcile them to God. As Apostle Paul said, then we pray you in Christ's stead. We are here representing Jesus Christ. Be ye reconciled to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. He ministered in such a way. Praise be to God. And he moved about. He stayed on the move. And when somebody wanted to follow Jesus, he told them that he didn't have anywhere to lay his head. Foxes have holes. You know. He let them know that you're going to be on the move. Praise God. You want to follow me, you're not going to be stagnant. You're not going to stay in one place, but you're going to move about. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I'm so grateful that God has made it possible for us to minister abroad, to really expand this ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm reminded of Philip, how he was led by the Spirit of God to draw close to a chariot where there was an Ethiopian eunuch. And this was right after Deacon Stephen had been stoned to death. And so the Lord began to move through the saints, because there was one named Saul who was persecuting the church. He was consenting to Deacon Stephen's death, and he was causing havoc in the church world. Amen. The people were scattered abroad, but it didn't stop them from preaching Jesus. Everywhere they went, they preached Jesus. They represented Jesus Christ. They might have had to run, but on the run, they kept on preaching the word of God. So the word of God was spread abroad. The word of God went forth. And Philip, after he had seen the Ethiopian eunuch, he ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading in the scripture. And he asked him if he understood what he read. So he didn't understand it. He inquired, saying, how could he, except some man showed him? And he was led by the Lord to read where the man was reading. And right there in that place, he preached Jesus. Glory be to God. And this Ethiopian, he was a high-ranking official. He had a very high position. And after he heard this word, he desired to be baptized. So Philip began to ask him, did he believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God? And that Ethiopian eunuch, he cried out and said that he believed. And while he believed, took him down into the water. They were near some water. He took him down in the water and baptized the man. Hallelujah. Because he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Oh, glory be to God. And so he was baptized right there on the spot. And not only that, after the Spirit of the Lord had caught away Philip, Philip was on the move again. Glory be to God. And while he was caught up in the Spirit, the Ethiopian eunuch saw him no more according to the scripture. And he went on his way rejoicing. Why? Because he was introduced to Jesus Christ and he was baptized. Glory be to God. And I believe when he was baptized, he was able to see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Philip made it plain to him, and he was able to see the kingdom of God being made manifest right before his eyes. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we really need to draw nigh to the Lord, get closer to him, and put ourselves in a place where God can use us. And just because you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, it doesn't mean that God doesn't have a work for you to do. This same man named Saul, who was persecuting the church, he was causing all kinds of problems for the believers in Jesus Christ, the disciples of the Lord. God had a work for him, though he was not aware of it at the time. He didn't realize that one day, hallelujah, he would also suffer persecution. He would also have to be persecuted and ridiculed for the name of Jesus, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Yes, he was on the move, but he was moving for the wrong purpose. He was trying to stop the believers in Jesus from worshiping and serving the Lord. He was trying to lock them all up and put them in prison. He wanted them all dead. Hallelujah. And he went and got letters to go to Damascus because that was his mission. This is what he earnestly believed in, and he felt like he was standing up for what he believed in. And he thought, no doubt, that he was doing the will of God. But on his way, Jesus appeared unto him and made a change in his life that he didn't expect to happen on that day. Hallelujah. Just before he got into Damascus, Jesus came on the scene and asked him a question, calling him by his name, saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Hallelujah. And he began to humble himself and say, who art thou, Lord? Glory be to God. He met Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus let him know that he wasn't persecuting the people, but he was actually persecuting Jesus himself. And he told Saul, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Oh, glory be to God. We need to minister and as ambassadors do the work that the Lord has assigned unto our hands. Oh, praise be to God, because according to Jesus, those who do not believe on him, they have the wrath of God abiding on them. Hallelujah, but it doesn't have to stay that way. There are some that God himself will intervene and change their heart like he did with Saul. Saul, he was breathing out these threatenings and cruelty and all the things he wanted to do against the people of God. Praise the Lord, but God got a way that is mighty, mighty sweet. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And that intervention on that day changed this man's whole life. It was the power of the blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross. Oh, glory to God, that changed a man that the Jews could ever be changed. Because once he was baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, he began to get on the move for Christ. He started ministering to the Jews, and a lot of them were fearful of him because of his past reputation. And also, a lot of them couldn't even accept or even understand or possibly couldn't even believe that this man is now preaching Christ. The same man that went and got a letter to lock them all up, and the same man who was consenting to the death of one of the disciples. Oh, hallelujah. Here he was trying to minister to the Jews, but God had a special work for him. Oh, praise the Lord. And he had to leave where he was so he could do what God sent him to do as an ambassador to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. He had to go and minister to the Gentiles. Not that he couldn't minister to the Jews. There wasn't an exception. Hallelujah. It's like they could not really fully grasp the power, the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, because there's nothing too hard for God. God can change anybody's heart. And it was the power of the blood of Jesus that changed that man's heart and made him a brand new creature, changed his whole life, changed his whole direction. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The same blood that Jesus shed on the cross, it has never lost its power, and it will never lose its power. Oh, praise God. But we, as ambassadors, we have this power and authority vested in us by Jesus Christ to go forth and minister, to reconcile the lost souls, those who are separated from God, reconcile them back to God, to use that ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Praise the Lord. And reach out to these souls everywhere. God has made it possible for us. And as Jesus brought it out, greater works than these. In other words, we're going to do more because we're here longer. He didn't stay on the earth, but he left us here to carry on this ministry. Praise be to God. And today, If you don't know Jesus, we come to you as a representative of Jesus Christ to you and to say on his behalf, be reconciled to God. Amen. Turn from the error of your ways. Stop sinning against God. Hallelujah. And when you find yourself not able to stop what you're doing, God has the power to deliver you and to save your soul. Hallelujah. He's willing and he is ready to forgive all of your sins. He's ready to take away your sins this day. Hallelujah. So that you also can become an ambassador for Christ to go and minister to many souls. Hallelujah. If you're willing today to repent of your sins and ask God to forgive you, I believe God would do it for you. He will forgive you and he will accept you. Hallelujah. And make you his own. And that can happen right now as we prepare to go before God in prayer. Hallelujah. And for those who are on the prayer list, we're going to be praying a special prayer on behalf of those names that are written on the prayer list along with their prayer request. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. So let us put our minds on the Lord. And let us believe God together. And for you who have repented in your heart and sorry for committing sins against, I want to say to you to be more godly sorry to the point where you never want to commit any more sin. You never want to do wrong anymore. And ask the Lord to have mercy upon you, ask the Lord to forgive you and to save your soul. Acknowledge your sins before him. Hallelujah. Acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you need God to save you. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, God, we ask for mercy. We ask, Lord, that you will have mercy in the name of Jesus. We come to you on behalf of that repentant soul, Lord, that one who has repented of their sins and asked for forgiveness. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you'll give their sins and take their sins away. Wash them and purge them, oh, God, and reunite them with you. Oh, Lord God, the sin that has separated them from you, Lord, remove it right now in the name of Jesus and deliver their souls, oh, God. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Bind the enemy on all sides, Lord, and loose their shackles in the name of Jesus. Lord God, work a miracle and change their life, change their heart, change their mind, Lord. Give them the mind to serve you for the rest of their life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now on behalf of those who are on the prayer list. And we pray a special prayer, Heavenly Father, to look down on all the names that were called out on this broadcast and the names that are written on the prayer list all around the world. Oh, my God, one by one, name by name. Lord Jesus, we are praying right now that you will grant every prayer request, that you will move by your power, send your healing power, send your anointing, my God. In the name of Jesus, rebuke and bind sicknesses and diseases. Cast them out right now, Lord, by your power. In the name of Jesus, Oh, my God, we believe you, and we're touching and agreeing on the same thing in prayer. We are asking you for deliverance today. We are asking you, Lord God, for encouragement. Lord, we ask in faith, hallelujah, for your help, my God. Send on help today. Help, Lord Jesus, those afflictions that are plaguing the bodies of the people, Lord Jesus. We pray right now that you remove these afflictions, that you will make them everywhere whole in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, if they committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven. Lord, take away their sins and make them whole, that they may go forth and minister, that they may go forth and tell of your goodness, testify to the world of your healing power, of your delivering power, of your saving power. In the name of Jesus, we believe together, Lord, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for deliverance, oh, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for this great ministry, Lord. We thank you for reconciliation. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and for granting our petitions. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. Yes, Lord, for making the way. Thank you, Jesus, for opening those doors that we may continue the work that you did. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the great blessings you bestowed upon us, though we're not deserving of any of them. We thank you, and we praise your holy name. Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. Oh, my God, that you'll continue to bless us and keep us. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we ask, God, that you will remember anything that we should have mentioned in this prayer that was not mentioned. Those, oh, God, with the unspoken request, we ask you tonight to grant it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, count it done. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Can somebody help me give thanks to the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For his goodness
thank
and mercy.
You.
Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for all of you. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she will give remarks.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that powerful message, for a very encouraging message, encouraging us to stay on the move for Christ. That's the only way that we're going to be blessed. We got to stay on the move for Christ. Satan will throw all kinds of darts, all kinds of things in your path to stop you from moving forward in Christ. But we got to continue to fight the devil back, continue to persevere and do the will of God and stay on the move for Christ. And this is how the Lord delivers these messages and makes ways and open up doors. Things where Satan tries to stop us, the Lord will be right there to take us through. And I thank God for this word of God. I don't care what happened in your life. You might need to be reconciled unto the Lord. God can do it. He can reconcile you and put you back on the right path. This is why he came and gave his life, that we may be brought back unto God, that we might be saved, that we might receive the Holy Ghost, that we might be able to do the will of Christ. So I thank the Lord for this beautiful, encouraging message coming through Evangelist Hameen on tonight. Let's remember to stay, continue, maintain, remain on the move for Christ, and you will be blessed. I encourage Evangelist Hameen to continue. Stay on the move for Christ and continue to do the will of God. God bless you. And I believe Evangelist Khadija is on the line. You can have
Amen.
Mark.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Hameen, talking about reconciliation through movable ministry. And she was encouraging us to stay on the move for Christ. And like she said,
yes.
Jesus, he was always on the move. He ministered in as many places as he could to how many people he could. And we now
Amen.
Have the same ministry of reconciliation. It's our turn now. You know, there's no sense of getting stuck in, well, I'm just going to minister in this one city or this just one state or this just one country. But if God takes you, telling you to go out different places, we have this ministry to help people see that they have hope in Christ. If we don't tell them, how can they hear? But we have this ministry as well. It's a very beautiful message, and I thank God for that prayer as well. Thank God for this entire broadcast. Please pray for me. The Lord touched me. I actually wasn't gonna say anything. Just gonna be on the line, but I begin to feel better. So I begin, I feel bad. I just want to give God the glory because He's worthy of all praises.
Yes.
He gives, He takes away. So He gives my health. He can take it away, or allow it to be taken away. So while I feel good, or while I feel okay right now, I just want to give God the glory. And I thank God for that message. Yeah, that is how many people preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I do thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through both Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija. And I had forgotten again that you were on the line, Evangelist Khadija. But I'm glad that you are feeling better and that you were able to just do something for the Lord. Amen. To say something for the Lord. And it's a blessing. I'm so glad that you feel better. Amen. We do thank God once again for Deacon Tyler. Amen. We thank God for Mother Tyler. We're yet praying for her that God will touch her body and heal her. And we know God can. Amen. And He will. He's that kind of God. He's done it so many times before. Praise be to God, and He's still the same God. So I just want to encourage everyone, let us take the word of God in, and let us apply it to our lives and live by it. Now, I just thank the Lord. I feel good down in my soul. I feel encouraged. And then sometimes in ministry, everything is not going to be comfortable. And while you're on the move, like the people of God, when they had to be scattered abroad, I'm sure that was not comfortable. Them being persecuted, I mean, the church was persecuted severely. And some people, they lost their lives for the sake of the gospel. And we haven't really experienced the severity of persecution that they experienced. But everything is not going to be just nice and just comfortable and flowery. It's just not going to be that way. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus, He went on, He moved back and forth, He took ships, He walked, and he kept staying on the move. And on His way to Galilee, He must needs go through Samaria. So there was a purpose there. And He went there and He began to reconcile a Samaritan woman. And that woman, she went with haste after she had a conversation with Jesus. Amen. Her life was changed. And she went, dropped her water pot. She went running to the men of the city, inviting them to come and see a man who told her everything that she had done. And she asked, is not this the Messiah? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So the word was constantly being spread abroad. And it was important that the Samaritans be reconciled because they were more or less divided, separated. And Jesus went through Samaria and brought reconciliation. Praise be to God. So we don't know where God is going to cause us to end up. Some of us may end up on live television. Praise God. And that's a platform that goes all the way around the world. And we are able to minister like never before. Greater works than these shall thou do. But he did give us the condition that we have to keep his commandment. Amen. If we love him, he said, keep my commandment. Amen. Praise God. So we just thank the Lord for all things said and done. I'm not going to prolong the time, but we are so thankful for your patience. Deacon Tyler, would you like to say anything more?
Yes, God bless everyone. I really thank God for that sermon today. I really enjoyed it. And that 27th number of Psalm, I definitely love this passage of scripture. Very enlightening, very comforting. You know, I thank God for it. And I almost like tied in with the word today. You know, I thank God for it. I enjoy listening to you, Evangelist Hameen, because you teach, you preach, you do so many wonderful things on the air and I on the telephone, and I really appreciate them. So, and I was just thinking that about the Lord, just order my footsteps. As long as he can do that, and I truly know the voice of the Lord, I should be all right. I thank God for the new year, and I have great expectations for this year. So please pray for me and my wife, Mother Tyler.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you, Deacon Tyler. Thank God for those beautiful words. And, yes, just want to say to everyone, Happy New Year. May the Lord bless you greatly. And before we conclude the broadcast, Evangelist May or Evangelist Khadija, do you have anything in addition?
No, just want to encourage everyone that's listening to continue to listen in on this broadcast and be blessed. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank God for all things. Thank God for Deacon Tyler and Mother Tyler. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So until we meet again, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Going into this new year, let's go into this year with a different mindset, that we're going to stay on the move for Christ. Praise the Lord. Time out for procrastination, for sitting down, putting things off. But get on the move. If you haven't been on the move for Christ, get on the move in 2022 and stay on the move and see how far God will take you. Until Friday at 7 p.m., may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.
God bless.
Bless you.